Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the 25th, 30th, and 31st verses of the first chapter. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts in the Lord. During his second missionary journey, St. Paul travels to the cultural center of the ancient world, Macedonia, Athens, and Corinth. Athens and Corinth, cities of great culture, beautiful buildings which are appreciated even now, 2,000 years later. Great philosophy. Indeed, our thinking is that of the ancient Greek philosophy. Great wisdom, great power. St. Paul was acquainted well with this world. While on this journey, he preached to the Athenians, had very little success. Moved on to Corinth, where among the Jews, but especially the Greeks, the gospel of Christ was preached and worked its miracle effect. There he remained with Aquila. There he resided in the house of Titus Justus. There he was called before the proconsul Gallio and lectured, and eventually moved on. The church wandered, grew, and with it grew difficulty, as the world encroached upon the fledgling community of Christians in time. Eventually, during his third missionary journey, Paul had to write several letters to time. One, which was lost, reminded them that they were not to keep the company of fornicators and adulterers, a particular problem in common. And then a second, which we know as the first epistle to the Corinthians, which encouraged them to lead the Christian life, to follow their Christian vocation, to avoid strife and contentiousness, to be one in the Lord and one with each other, demonstrating through their lives the working of the gospel of Christ. St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians spoke mightily to the people of his age, and speaks mightily to us today. For ours is an age in which we take great pride in learning and knowledge and wisdom. We live in an age, perhaps, in which we endure the arrogance of the expert in all fields. We live in an age when everyone seeks some form of culture, whether it be popular culture or high avant-garde culture. We are an age which enjoys this world, its beauty, its knowledge, its wisdom, and its power. And these words of St. Paul speak to our world. It reminds us that learning and great knowledge alone cannot lead us to the knowledge of Christ, to the knowledge and understanding of the cross, and to salvation. Worldly knowledge, the preacher will say, is foolishness in the sight of God, for it profiteth little in terms of eternity. So also, worldly power is futile. Many lust after power, even as others lust after knowledge. And there are those who would seize by power control of men and of nations. These are great sins which afflict the world. Now, but hold on. St. Paul is writing to Christians. To Christians who believe in Jesus Christ. And he's reminding them of the problems they face with knowledge and wisdom, signs and wonders. Whether they be Jews or Greek Christians, they face problems. As we Christians face problems today. For there are particular follies of Christians to which St. Paul must address words. There are particular sins of the gift which he must point out. For there are sins which have a particular affinity to good people. There is a sin of power of the gift. Good people want to change things. They want to transform things. They want to improve the world. And there is a desire to improve the world through the exercise of power. Revolutionaries want to do it to create a more just society, a more equitable society. But so do Christians. Christians often try to use the power of the law to force people to do what is right. To compel people to lead goodly, godly lives. And that's foolishness. That's folly. For the law cannot lead us to live a good life. As St. Paul himself says. There are those, however, who would use knowledge to convince people to believe. Through their mastery of scripture passages and all the techniques of apologetics, they will try to convince their unbelieving brother and sister that the Christ is truly the Son of God, and that they have to believe. It's logical. It's understandable. Why don't you believe? Look at how clearly I have explained it to you. And then we dismiss them because they cannot think as clearly as you can. And that's about it. Of course, there are the particular follies of the intense Christian who wants to show in his life all the wonderful miracles that God is doing so that other people may be like him or like her. They want to do signs and speak wondrous things so people may not understand. And they first pray to the sin of sign and wonder. These are things we know. These are all things. And they are folly in the sight of God. For nothing changes man. Nothing can save mankind but the foolishness of God. The cross of Christ. For God does not exercise his power in order to make us believe. He does not exercise himself with knowledge to convince us to believe. He does not argue with us. He does not even do signs and wonders to convince us to believe. Rather, he shows himself. Not in glorious things, but in the most foolish, the most degrading, the cross of Christ. The cross. The cross of Jesus Christ and him crucified is foolishness. For why should God so love us that he gave his son to die for us? Why should God so love us that he preaches to us through his word and through the mouths of his prophets of all age, the good news of the gospel of peace and reconciliation. How can words change anything? How can the words change anything? Because the foolishness of God is more powerful than all the power of men. And so, brethren, preach Christ and him crucified. If you're going to boast in anything, boast not in your knowledge, in your power, in your learning, in your spirituality. Boast in Christ and in him alone. For he is our righteousness, our holiness, our salvation. St. Paul speaks to us this day. Be not foolish, Christians, but trust in Christ. Amen. And the peace of God, that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.